With Amex Platinum, you can enjoy access to dedicated card member entrances at select events, because skipping the line makes you the star of game day. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Card member entrance access not limited to Amex Platinum card.
32 teams, 32 cities, Ian. They have the hope as the NFL season is about to kick off in just about an hour and 20 minutes from now. Be a part of Amber and Ian Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You can call us, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. College football, it's a pepper thing. We're in the midst of college football, heading into week two, a college football slate that includes our first top 10 ranked matchup between Texas and Michigan. But let's talk about the NFL for a moment, because the NFL is taking center stage tonight as the Baltimore Ravens take on the Kansas City Chiefs. 8:20 p.m. kickoff on NBC. And Ian, this matchup, not exactly the stakes when we saw these two teams last go at it, but we do get to see the Super Bowl MVP versus the NFL MVP, and it's an exciting way to kick off the season.
I have all kinds of hell breaking loose in my studio right now. Hang on one second. I've got cable issues. I have DirecTV. You can imagine, right? I mean, there you go.
DirecTV.
Please, DirecTV. I mean, you are killing my family's football lives right now. But anyway, sorry, I had to get some stuff organized because I clicked one button and all. Yeah. This is where I need my wife, because.
Because she's the tech master.
Yes, and you go ahead and call it out. I mean, I am a technical idiot, and she is a genius in more ways than one. Tonight, I can't wait. One, I already have a pick on this game, and we've gotten off to a horrendous start. And bet to your hands bleed at 4-3. I know we're not losing money. We're not winning money. But we'll have a play on this game coming up in a bit. But, look, when it comes to this matchup, Kansas City, Baltimore, what a great way to start it on a Thursday night. The NFL is back. College football is back. This is the grandest time of year where you've got, you know, Major League Baseball, you've got college football, you've got the NFL, and then coming up in about a month, the NBA is going to crank up, right? I mean, mm-hmm. You got the World Series. It's a glorious time of year. And tonight, to your point, Baltimore at KC, let's swap some paint, because these two teams mm-hmm. don't like each other very much.
They do not. Two high-flying offenses. We'll see how sloppy it looks tonight. Typically, first couple weeks, still some sloppiness there that they have to shake. A lot of these
Always.
Starters not playing in the preseason. Yeah. We know how this thing goes these days in football. So these probably won't be the same offenses or defenses that we'll see by the postseason. But nevertheless, still a really exciting matchup that we get out of the gate. Maybe more exciting than what's going on for Pittsburgh this season. Obviously, we know that there's been a quarterback battle most of the summer that we were talking about, although, frankly, I don't think inside the locker room it was really much of a battle. I think Mike Tomlin was always planning to start Russell Wilson, and he named Russell Wilson as the starter. Well, now that's in jeopardy, Ian, because we got the news that Russell Wilson was limited in today's practice after reporting tightness in his calf. It is that same calf that he injured in training camp, actually even before that, really, it was when they were doing their conditioning drills, and he was pushing a sled, which, I don't, like, should the mid-30-something be, like, out there, like, quarterback, mind you, be out there, like, pushing sleds in a conditioning test? So he hurts his calf, and then proceeds to miss a ton of time in the preseason, obviously, a ton of training camp, and now this thing might still be a problem in the regular season.
One, if your personal trainer and your team trainer are saying, hey, you're pushing a sled, you're pushing a sled, right? I mean, I don't care if you're 35 or 25.
I'm just wondering with that guy if that's smart. I mean, I pushed some sleds in my day. I
know you have.
I mean, he didn't then throw a pass for the next 10 practices after pushing the stupid sled in a conditioning test.
Look, he's been around for 13 years. He's 35, and it's comical to me that – there really wasn't. It didn't feel like there was a true quarterback battle or competition between Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, just the way that it was managed through the preseason. And so now you have him tweaking that calf again. look, I said earlier, and I'll say it again, I think Russell Wilson is benched by week five for Justin Fields. It's not the best offensive line in front of Russell Wilson. That's why I think Justin Fields is better to be a more, you know, to play behind that line. He's more mobile. And if he ever gets that confidence again to when he sees a guy open and is willing to drive that ball into that window, look out. He just has to have it click one more time, like he was at Ohio State. That's been a few years now. But Russell Wilson tweaking that calf again, to me, Amber, it's somewhat comical because, as I mentioned, there wasn't a true competition. Now, all of a sudden, you name Russell Wilson. Now he tweaks the calf again. Now it might actually be Justin Fields. And, Justin, if you do get the start week one, man, you had 12 practices to seize this job, and you didn't do it. Now, lights bright, game time, let's go, seize the damn job.
I do have a question, though.
Come on, James.
What's more likely that happened? A coach told him to push a sled, or Mr. I'm going to suit up and put eye black on in a game
that's good.
I'm absolutely never going to play in, did it because he was trying to be whatever
he is.
He
said it was the team's conditioning test.
I'm so just asking questions here.
If it's the team's conditioning test,
do you really,
then like, it stands
Justin
to reason
Fields,
everybody was pushing
did Justin
sled.
Fields have to push sled?
I mean, if of it's the team's conditioning test, then know. That, yes, you would assume that every single person on the team had to. Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it smart? Now, I mean, obviously, Justin Fields in his mid-20s, he's a decade younger than Russell Wilson, so maybe a different evaluation. But do any of these quarterbacks need to be out there in training camp or before training camp pushing sleds?
All right, hold on. The team conditioning test, let me peel back the onion here and actually, or to go Wizard of Oz, pull back the curtain. These team conditioning tests can be fudged depending on who you are. And
well, yeah, what happens if you fail it and you're Russell Wilson? You're not going to play quarterback now.
I'll tell you a quick story. About? I'm not going to mention the player's name, but when my brother was the assistant special teams coordinator for the Detroit Lions, there was a marquee player or two, and young Fitz was in charge of how many times you run, you know, hundreds, meaning you had to run like six hundreds, right? Which is from one goal line to the other and back in a certain amount of time, or 400s. Every team has a different one. Let's just say that these couple of marquee players for the Lions were passed on their time that they had to break, even though they may have only run half of what they were supposed to. So the team conditioning tests are, shall we say, graded, like you're in school, right? And there's a curve. And for Russell Wilson to be on a sled, to your point, Amber, where if you're grinding, whomever's timing that or seeing how far you pushed it, if you have to get it to a certain yard line, that for most marquee players, especially at that particular position, can be fudged a little bit. Like, okay.
Also not necessary for that position at all.
You're good. You're good. You passed. Congratulations.
It's not good. Like you're like pushing the lineman in front of you at the quarterback
position. That's how it goes.
Skill.
That's how it goes, right? With these team conditioning drills, and some get a break and some don't, and that's why it's somewhat curious that. And then to James's point, that's where I'm going with this. That Russell was being the team guy with eye black on, right, and padded up when he's not going to play in a game, and I'm going to show you how far I can push this sled. Damn, there goes my calf.
Yeah, but you guys are insulting him for that. These are professional athletes. Of course they're going to get out there and try to show off and show up each other. I mean, they do it with their contracts.
Trust me, team conditioning drills, some of these guys are going, they're slipping hundos to assistant coaches and trainers going,
some of those dudes are trying to win the damn Olympics also out there because of how competitive
they are. The youngins, not the vested vets.
If you're Jalen Hurts, go ahead and push the sled. You're going to be doing a lot of, you know, pushing linemen.
Right. I mean,
sure, yeah,
again,
go ahead. That's great.
Some positions, it's a little necessary.
If you're Jalen Hurts, you can do that as a quarterback.
Pushing you into the end zone anymore.
Not every, well, he's pushing him, technically.
Well, that's
he's
true.
Behind.
He's pushing
I'm just saying,
him, but you know what I mean.
That's the tush that's pushed.
Path.
Right? I mean, I would.
There's a lot of tushes being
pushed. Yeah, there's lots of, but like that's like the vortex of it, I think.
Jalen Hurts squats 3 billion pounds. He's the only quarterback that maybe needs to be out there pushing some sleds.
Also, not all veterans are out there whenever they're not going to play in full uniform
with eye black.
Those guys are in sweats on the sideline.
Like Cam Hayward and TJ Watt and Patrick Queen.
Russell Wilson, man. If Russell Wilson was a younger quarterback without the rep he has, people would be like, look how awesome it is. He's so dedicated. He's motivational. And because
not
it's
me.
Russell Wilson, everybody wants to hate on and pile on him.
I would not be that guy saying, look how motivational. I would be saying, what a young fool being out there fully padded for a pregame, for a preseason game with eye black on. But bottom line is, look, it's the most comical part, that Justin Fields, depending on the severity of this calf injury, might actually start week one over Russell Wilson.
He may. And if he does, that's his opportunity. Because as you mentioned, Justin Fields has had plenty of opportunities because of this calf injury to Russell Wilson. And Justin Fields has not capitalized on those injuries or on that opportunity. He could have made this decision impossible for Mike Tomlin to go a different direction, and he didn't do that. So Mike Tomlin, I think, rolled with his original plan that he probably always had in the back of his mind, which Russell Wilson, he's going to be the starter week one. I start the older guy, the guy with more experience, and I can always transition after that. We'll see, though, moving forward, if this calf tightness ends up being a problem for week one. Tomlin has said that it doesn't affect the game plan at all this week. That's hard to believe, but we'll see. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian, it's time to fight with Chris Canty about Tua Tagovailoa. This is like becoming a tradition between me and Canty. It's a weekly thing. Let's get to it. That's next here on ESPN Radio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%. Meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Canty is at it again. And by at it again, I mean at trying to anger me once again. You can always hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed here on Amber and Ian. You find him at Ian Fitz ESPN. You find me at Amber W Sports. So somehow Tua was the topic of conversation once again, because Tua keeps saying the things. We're getting a new type of Tua Tagovailoa, Ian, where now Tua's a dad, and he's got the bag, and he's got the security here over the next few years as the franchise quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, and he's just letting things fly in the media. So here's the latest from the Dolphins quarterback, where he refers to himself as having the it factor. Take a listen.
I'm curious for you, at what moment kind of did you realize that you had gained the respect of the team as a vocal leader?
Like the it factor? I've had the it factor. No, I've had the it factor since I was in high school, then going into college, and then coming here. That's how I've always like viewed myself, as going out and competing. Yeah, very, very nice, very cool, calm, collective, but like inside, just, you know, just very competitive. And so, you know, a lot of the guys know how I am and whatnot, but I guess it's just only now showing that I'm becoming a little more vocal.
he is now becoming a little bit more vocal, and people seem to have some sort of issue with it. Because Tua, even though Tua is frankly very vanilla person overall, right? Like, the Tua is not very controversial. He seems like a good guy, all that kind of stuff, right? He kind of just goes out. He always works hard. He's obviously tough as cookies. Like, there's not much to say about Tua. We don't know much. He didn't even, know he was married until after he's married. We don't know much about his personal life. And yet somehow he seems to be one of the more polarizing players in the entire sport for people.
What did anyone expect him to say? Like, no, I never expected to get the respect of the locker room and have people, you know, look at me as a leader. I mean, seriously. Before you get into it with Canty, I'll peel back the curtain because I think the statute of limitations is now passed. The first time I ever saw Tua Tagovailoa throw a pass was at the Knicks kids scrimmage, which is a closed scrimmage that Nick Saban has for the biggest donors to Knicks kids, which is a remarkable charity that he and his wife, Miss Terry, you know, developed for not just Tuscaloosa, but you know, they spread it wherever they've been, West Virginia, you name it. It's remarkable. And I'm looking at this guy, this left-handed quarterback, when you have Jalen Hurts already there, who was the SEC Offensive Player of the Year, led Alabama to a national championship, and was one play away from winning a natty as a true freshman, right? And I see this guy, this left-handed quarterback out there, and I went, oh, my gosh, can this dude sling it? And so I go over to a couple of the Alabama brass and go, hey, who's this guy? That's our freshman quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. I went, forget the last name, Tua. Okay, tell me about him. Like, doesn't say a lot, just leads and can sling it. And we all saw what happened at Alabama. And now last year leads the NFL in passing yards, top five in touchdowns, top five amongst active quarterbacks in completion percentage. So – that now, having said that, and I'm sure Coach Saban now retired, I can finally tell that story about being at Nick's kids' practice, right, scrimmage, and watching Tua for the first time. The dude had it as a freshman. So what are you expecting him to say, Amber? Like, oh, I never expected to get the, you know, the respect of a locker room? Every leader, quarterback, D-end, left tackle, if you're an alpha, you've got it. And whenever, even if you don't, you're not going to answer it any differently than Tua did, but he does have it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking about a four-star recruit out of high school. He goes to Alabama, the premier program at the time in college football. He takes the job from the SEC Offensive Player of the Year and then becomes himself the SEC Offensive Player of the Year, right? He becomes
and wins a natty in overtime.
He becomes the MVP of the national championship game. He becomes a Pro Bowler in the NFL. He does lead the NFL in passing yards. This guy has been highly touted since his freshman year of high school. So it's not it stands to reason that the whole leader thing didn't sneak up on him at this point in his career. Nevertheless, Chris Canty, who at this point, I mean, this Canty is making a career off of being a Tua hater. We'll see how it works out for him. Host of Unsportsmanlike here, 6 to 10 a on ESPN Radio. He said that this is not something Tua should be saying.
Why do you feel like you need to tell us you've got the it factor? And I'm sorry, does somebody that in 4 years has never won the division, never won a playoff game, sound like somebody that has the it factor? Sure doesn't sound like that to me. I don't understand why he felt the need to say that he has the it factor. If his head coach, Mike McDaniel, said that, that's one thing.
He did.
If Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle said that, that's another thing. Let your teammates speak about that aspect of you having those types of intangibles. I don't think you need to be going out there and saying that and putting up billboards saying, hey, I've got the new contract, and oh, by the way, I've always had this it factor. Bro, just go out there and show us. I don't need to hear that from you before the season starts when everybody's undefeated. Get the hell out of here, man.
So I'm confused. Chris Canty doesn't want him to answer questions that he's asked at press conferences? Because this is multiple times now from Canty that Canty's going off about something that Tua said that was an answer to a question. So Canty wants him just to go out there and play football and shut the bleep up, like he's not going to honor any of his media obligations? He's the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. It would be pretty difficult to be quiet at that position for that franchise. Here's Chris Canty, more of him, host of Unsportsmanlike, going after me. Take a listen.
The part that really burns me is when Amber Wilson says, I do not understand why people are not bought in on Tua. Well, I don't know. The guy's only had one healthy season in 4 years in the National Football League. And you might have heard me say this before, but he's never won a division. He's never won a playoff game. He had a three-game lead in the win column with 5 weeks to go in the regular season and blew it to the Buffalo Bills, lost to them on his home field in week 18. What are we talking about? There's plenty to be skeptical of Tua about.
But, CeCe, he led the NFL in passing yards.
That's great. Congratulations.
So the Bills are pretty good. I don't know if they're aware of that, unsportsmanlike. But also, Tua was missing half of his team by that game in December. Then they go into KC, and ain't nobody in the entire NFL winning that game in KC in negative 18 or whatever it was in the postseason. But also, the Miami Dolphins haven't won a playoff game since Tua was 2 years old. I would love for that to be a Tua Tagovailoa problem, Ian, but that thing ain't exclusive to Tua, unfortunately, for my Miami Dolphins. But what you always hear Canty reference is his inability to win in the postseason. And yet Canty somehow is bought in on Justin Herbert. All that is stats from the same exact draft, one draft pick behind Tua. Or, I don't know, you hear him always reference the durability stuff. He's bought in on Joe Burrow from that same draft. Joe Burrow also has had one healthy season in the National Football League. So what's the difference with all of these other quarterbacks? And why is Canty such a strange Tua hater at this point?
This battle between you and CC is entertaining the ever-loving hell out of the rest of us here on this network. So you guys keep it going, because I just love hearing the banter back and forth. It is thoroughly entertaining in my focus group of one.
He's just so – Tua is – the reason I don't understand it is because Tua, to me, is such an innocuous character in this story of the NFL. Like, I don't – there's not anything particularly controversial about Tua. There's nothing Tua's really done. And, I mean, no one's saying Tua's Patrick Mahomes. Nobody has Tua as a top-tier quarterback. So what are we even arguing about? But it's just
– I don't know what you two are arguing about, but the two of you continue to go back and forth about Tua. And, again – to the rest of us, it's thoroughly entertaining.
Chris Canty hates himself some Tua Tagovailoa. And he's not the only one. Tua, for whatever reason, tends to be very, very polarizing. It's exactly what he was asked about when he was asked those questions about how polarizing he was during that Levitard interview. And he said, I don't know. I don't fully understand it, nor do I. All right, coming up next here on Amber and Ian, we will stick with the NFL. That's next on ESPN Radio.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
The long national nightmare is over. We've got a full slate of college football and a full slate of NFL football this weekend. Amber and Ian is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. You can find him at Ian Fitz ESPN. You can find me at Amber W Sports. So we are less than an hour away from the kickoff of the NFL season. The Baltimore Ravens are at the Kansas City Chiefs. It is an 8:20 p.m. kickoff on NBC, and it is dumping buckets out there. I mean, buckets. It looks ugly. The weather looks like a mess, but it does look like on the radar that things are going to clear up here as the evening wears on. Let's bring in some help with all things NFL. Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, and of course, two-time Super Bowl champ, kind enough to join us. And Damian, from the player perspective, what is this week like gearing up for week one? Are you super excited? Are you nervous? Are you a little worried about your body and getting into that football shape out of the gate? What's it like?
No, listen, you're excited, man, because, you know, now the games count. We can get through all the training camp, the preseason stuff. Now we get to the real deal, Holyfield, as I like to say. And this is what you've been preparing for. When the schedule drops, the first thing that players look at is, okay, who do we have week one? And now we are upon that time where we get to play these games and they count for real.
Wood, how about them Boston College Golden Eagles, man? Here we go. How about them?
Talk to me. Talk
how about
to me
them?
About it.
Come on, son. Here we go, man. Who the heck
yes,
is Florida
sir.
State, right? Here we go. How about BC?
Oh, Brian.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. We went down there and pounded them boys down in Tallahassee, man. So, listen, I love it. The Bill O'Brien era is upon us. We went down there and handled our business against Florida State. And, man, we're here. Oh. That's all I got to say. We're here.
What are you we love you, Bubba. You were the first person I thought of when I saw the final. I'm like, oh, man, Damian Woody is prancing around in his basement right now. And to that point, look, Baltimore and Kansas City, on the surface, it doesn't feel like they like each other very much. You played in college rivalries. You've been in NFL rivalries. Take everybody behind the scene. What's it like when you see a certain logo on the schedule knowing, all right, man, here we go?
Yeah, man, it's those are the most intense type of games because, you know, when you look at the game tonight against Baltimore and Kansas City, think about this from Baltimore perspective. They figured we should have won that game. We had the Kansas City Chiefs right where we wanted them, and we just didn't finish the deal. So now you get another opportunity in prime time to open up the season to go out there and just have exact some type of revenge. Now it's ultimately you want to have the last say at the end of the season, but this is an opportunity, first game out of the box to really send a message not only to that opponent but to the rest of the National Football League.
Damian Woody joining us here on Amber and Ian. What do you think the football is going to look like tonight, Damian? Because what we've noticed here in recent years, it's pretty sloppy out of the gate for the first couple weeks.
Yeah, ball security is going to be at a premium, right? You already see on the television that it, you know, that it's raining pretty hard, so you got slick balls and everything that you got to deal with. So, you know, Coach Belichick, you saw we talk about quarterback center exchange, all the specialist people who handle the football got to be very careful. And early on in the season, that's where you tend to see a lot of mistakes. So that's one of the things that I'm going to be keeping my eye on is just ball security.
Damian, look, you've been through the grind. And explain to people what it's like to go from training camp and then all the way to the Super Bowl, win a Lombardi, and then try and repeat. Well, the Chiefs are trying to three-peat. What if you just sum up what that is like from a physical and mental toll with this team coming in, trying to do something we haven't seen in the Super Bowl era?
It is so difficult. It is so difficult. And listen, I won two Super Bowls. I remember the first Super Bowl that I won the following year, man, we didn't even make the playoffs. I mean, because it's so hard. So many things got to go your way when you win a championship. Obviously, you got to be good. You got to be well coached. But health is a big part of it as well. And then you got to be a little lucky. You got to have things to bounce your way. The fact that here we are, the Kansas City Chiefs are trying to go for a three-peat, it's just unreal. Unreal for this to be, you know, for them to try to achieve. And, again, I think the biggest thing for Kansas City is they got to continue to stay healthy. That's really been the key for them over the past couple of years. We know that they're a good team. We know that they're a well-coached team. They got the best player in football. But if you think about it over the past couple of seasons, they've been relatively healthy. So I think that's going to be the number one key for them is staying healthy in this three-peat opportunity.
Two-time Super Bowl champ Damian Woody joining us here on Amber and Ian, getting us ready for the NFL season kicks off in less than an hour from now from Kansas City. But the other news of the day, other than the start of the NFL season, is that Russell Wilson was limited in practice today, Damian. And again, with that calf soreness that has been limiting him all through training camp and the preseason, are the Steelers in trouble here? They said they're going to further evaluate him. I mean, if they have to immediately make a switch and go back to Justin Fields, how should we be feeling right now about the Russell Wilson experience so far in Pittsburgh?
Listen, I will say this. Old guys don't get healthier. They don't. They don't get healthier. They break down more. So, you know, looking at this situation with Russell Wilson and the calf, and I know Mike Tomlin is trying to downplay and saying it's not a big deal. But in my opinion, it is a big deal where your quarterback is dealing with the same issue that he came into training camp with. And this could be something that could linger on and on. And it could possibly be a situation where, listen, we've already said that Russell Wilson is a guy that his athletic ability has been diminished. Now you're talking about dealing with a calf injury, which could compromise his ability to maneuver inside and outside the pocket. I think it's just something to bear watching. Again, old people, old players don't get healthier.
Damian, look to tomorrow night. What's a couple of things that you're really going to key in on when it comes to Green Bay and Philly, all the way in São Paulo, Brazil, which is, I guess, I've never been. I had no idea. It was like twice the size of Mexico City. Place is massive. You're going to a foreign country for week one. Couple keys. Green Bay, Philly tomorrow night for you.
Yeah, so number one, I'll start with Green Bay. I'm looking on the defensive side of the football. And we've talked all offseason about Jordan Love and his weapons and all that. I think they're going to be fantastic. I'm looking at new defensive coordinator, former BC head coach Jeff Hafley. What is he going to do on that side of the ball? They got a lot of talent on that side of the ball. If he can get that side of the ball going, Green Bay is going to be a load to deal with in the NFC. And then from Philadelphia, we obviously know they changed both coordinators offensively. How is this team just going to be able to bounce back? I just want to see how this team has dealt with that downward spiral that they dealt with last year. Is it going to be more of the same, or is this going to be a new rejuvenated Philadelphia Eagles team that we see in 2024?
Give me a surprise team that we should be watching for this season. Unless there aren't any.
How about the Indianapolis Colts?
Okay.
I'm picking the Indianapolis Colts to win the NFC, to win the AFC South.
I did too.
I am picking the Indianapolis Colts to win the AFC South. Remember last year, it literally came down to week 17. Week 17 decided the AFC South last year. I know everyone talks about Houston and rightfully so, C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, and all the things that they got going on. But we cannot forget the Indianapolis Colts. This is a pretty good football team. Anthony Richardson, I think, is going to have a really good year bouncing back from that, from missing all those games last season. Watch out for Indianapolis.
Watch out for Boston College, the Golden Eagles, college football playoff bound, yes, right? Yeah, come on with it.
Yes,
Bill O'Brien's in town now. It's a whole new program there in Boston. Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, two-time Super Bowl champ. Thanks, Damian. We appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, guys, for having me on.
I heard the craziest stat today about Anthony Richardson, and I was just scrambling to try to verify it. I heard that Anthony Richardson has only started 11 games since high school.
That sounds about right.
That might be right. How many did he start at Florida?
You're going to have to go 10.
He started, what, 4 last season for the Colts? Did he make it to 4?
No. No. Hell no, he didn't make it to 4.
When did he get hurt?
That's a Google search.
That's a Google search. I didn't expect AR to be part of this conversation and thrown in there, so I haven't done my research.
I love
11 starts since high school? That's insane if that's
true. When it comes to the Colts, you got two dudes at center and guard that will just beat the ever-loving snot out of you in a wrestling match in a sandlot, on asphalt, in Nelson and Kelly. They got weapons on the outside. The defense is pretty damn good. The question is, are you going to get Canton-bound Anthony Richardson or the quarterback who couldn't start on a JV high school team in Anthony Richardson? If you get somewhere in the middle, Amber – I'm with Damian Woody. I like Indianapolis as a dark horse that a lot of people don't see coming in the AFC South.
It looks like he started 12 games at Florida, so obviously that stat has some flaws apparently to it. Nevertheless, not many starts for Anthony Richardson stemming all the way back to high school. And I've been pretty high on him as well, frankly, in that Colts team as one of those surprise sleepers. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian, we will make our picks for week one. Are you ready, Ian? The pressure's on. That's all coming up right here on ESPN Radio.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
Yo, hockey's here, and it's colder than ice, like cold. But with BetMGM, I can heat the game up with overs, unders, parlays, and moneyline. All from the comfort of my 102-degree hot tub. Now I'm really putting fire on the ice. This hockey season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Fall Saturdays. The air is crisp. The game is on. Your friends are here, and you're outside on grill duty. The Home Depot knows missing the game is not an option. Thankfully, the Traeger Timberline XL Grill is here to help you play defense and make the most of every Saturday. First up, we've got fans to feed. And the Timberline XL is a real crowd pleaser. It can bake, smoke, sear, fry, and saute, so you can feed everyone at the watch party. Whether you want sweet, tangy ribs, jalapeno poppers with a smoky kick, grilled street corn, or some classic buffalo wings, this utility player can do it all. And with Wi-Fire tech and the Traeger app, you can monitor your smoker temp, meat probes, and pellet levels all from the comfort of your couch. So you can watch the game, not the grill, and never miss a moment. Defend your game time with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
On, Raider!
Bet till your hands bleed.
Off to a slow start this year. Coming off a 67-38-2 campaign in 2023-2024. We are 4-3 against the number in college football. Lost West Virginia. Oh, it hurt. Lost Florida. What was I thinking? Lost Texas A&M. Brutal. We hit North Dakota State. We hit Georgia Tech week one. The under in Texas A&M. The under in the first half of A&M. That's how we got to 4-3. Tonight, bet to your hands bleed. It's preseason. It really, the first couple weeks in the NFL feel like preseason football. Give me the under 47 tonight in Kansas City and Baltimore. Bet to your hands bleed.
This is a challenge. Challenge.
This is ESPN Radio's Pick'em Challenge.
All right. The NFL season is about to kick off in Kansas City. We've got the Ravens in town. It's been dumping buckets. The weather's probably going to clear up, though. Let's get us ready for it. We got to make our picks, James. Hello.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's my turn to
talk. It is your turn.
Talk. He's distracted. I mean, he's got his Kansas City shirt on. He's got his Kansas City toboggan. Yeah, I mean, he's...
Yeah, but the game hasn't kicked off yet, so you're still on the clock for another half hour here.
You and I sound like the Peanuts teacher to him right now.
All right, so we have three games to pick. First one is obviously tonight's game, Ravens at Chiefs. The Chiefs are a three-point favorite. So who do we got here, guys?
So I just saw a video of Taylor Swift walking into the stadium, which, James, that has to alleviate all your concerns, right? Because we had what was alleged to be a leaked PR company. They were going to announce a breakup of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and then they came out and denied it. And
You can tell that was trouble. You can tell that was all BS. That's just, we're watching true love happen
love,
on our televisions.
True love.
Yeah. I will say what we are watching.
A wing?
We are watching her look like a smoke show because she's walking into that stadium right now. She's got the red boots all the way up past her knees. She's got jean on jean, a little top. She's looking good, and so I think that bodes well for your Kansas City Chiefs. I think when they've got their weapon back in Taylor Swift, they're out for business. They're out to make another statement against this Ravens team that, hey, we can do it in the regular season again, too, coming off of what happened in that AFC Championship game. Because this game, I wouldn't feel the same way if this game wasn't, frankly, in Kansas City. But because this game's in Kansas City, I'll take the Chiefs.
So what I'm hearing is Chiefs by a million, yeah?
No, but you said they were favored by three.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
I like Baltimore.
Taylor Swift, man. She's the
Kansas City wins the game. Baltimore covers the three. It's going to be close.
So am I the tiebreaker?
Well, we know where you're going.
Is that,
no, Matlack is a tiebreaker. Ryan Matlack, our AP, is a tiebreaker.
Yeah, but I also...
he's in the same room.
He's
like
in my a small room.
My personal safety is important to me, so go yes. Chiefs.
There you
Chiefs
go,
by Matlack. A million.
For the record, I like Baltimore. I wouldn't bet it. I love the under 47. I did bet that, but yeah.
If this game was in Baltimore, I'd actually feel pretty good about Baltimore as well, but...
Yeah, the Chiefs are going to stomp
them
tonight.
You should look up Taylor Swift. She looks
great. The next two, I love both of the next two.
The next game, Packers and Eagles in Brazil. Eagles are 3-point favorites. Ian, who do you like here?
America is hammering the Green Bay Packers on ESPN Bet and every other site. Give me the Eagles minus the 3. The Eagles show up and get it done big time against Green Bay.
That's interesting that America's hammering the Packers. Here's the problem with this game. It's in Brazil. Like, that is a massive problem in terms of choosing this game, right? And evaluating this game.
It's a long trip.
It's a long trip for both these teams. They're not allowed to leave the hotel room, apparently. There's all sorts of safety concerns there as well. And what does it mean on their bodies when you're making that trip? And a lot of these guys didn't have their families travel with them. And the psychological aspect of that. So this one is really extra hard, I think, to predict. I feel better about the state of the Packers right now, the trajectory there, than I do about the Eagles. I have a lot of questions whether that Kellen Moore buffer between Jalen Hurts and Sirianni is going to be enough. There's questions about how they're going to look again with the new coordinators and all the changes. And I'm not a huge Vic Fangio fan coming off of what happened last season with the Miami Dolphins. It's fine. I don't think that they're going to be bad, but I just feel like the Packers are on an upswing, so maybe I'll go Green Bay with the rest of America here.
So I guess we need a tiebreaker here, huh? Am I allowed to? No, I mean, we already went with Matlack once, so.
You're allowed, well, or you're allowed to be the tiebreaker on this one.
Why?
Because you're wearing Chiefs stuff from head to toe, not Eagles
so?
Or Packers stuff from
and
head to toe.
And what happened? What was the tiebreaker?
Let's let
it didn't even matter. I'll go with Ian. I like the Eagles.
Oh, okay. You're going Eagles. Got it. What would Matlack have done?
Matlack?
Flip a coin.
Flip a coin. Yeah, I like that.
I love Philly. Love them.
I like Philly, too.
All right.
There, take that.
Contrarian.
All right, the last
go
game.
Against America.
The last game, Cowboys at Browns. The
I
Browns
like
are
the only one who likes America.
The Browns are 2.5-point favorites at home. Amber, who do you like here?
I'm going to go Cowboys. I'm surprised. Why am I surprised the Browns are 2.5-point favorites? I don't really know why I'm surprised.
It surprised me, too. It surprised me.
I guess because they're at home. But 2.5, I don't know. I mean, that Browns defense is obviously going to be a force to be reckoned with. It's that Browns offense that we continue to have questions about, even if we saw them do it with 500 quarterbacks last season. But the Cowboys, I do think, have less questions. I know that we have spent all offseason talking about these questions with the Cowboys, and I understand that there are some legitimate football questions, like in the running back room. But at the same time, most of the questions have been contract questions, not actually personnel questions. That's the team that was the better team last season. That's the team that won the division. I'll go with the Cowboys here, trying to make a statement out of the gate.
Give me the Brownies. Cowboys have issues at center, left tackle, right tackle, running back. If you can't protect the quarterback, he can't get the ball to anybody. I love Cleveland minus a 2.5. Buy it down to 2.
So I guess we need a tiebreaker here, too.
Yeah, wow. We're really leaning into these tiebreakers. We didn't even plan this.
I know. Matlack, who are you?
America, go boys.
Cowboys? Oh. I think we're Cowboys here back in the studio.
I'll book your bets.
So the guy in Dallas is the only one not to choose Dallas. And the three people outside of Dallas all are going with Dallas in this.
You know, I was just in Vegas. There are these massive buildings. One of them is being torn down because it's outdated. The Mirage. I don't know how many people knew that. The Mirage is gone.
I did not know that.
It's dark and it's somewhat depressing, right? Where that's one of those old iconic Vegas hotels. Why are they tearing it down? To build a bigger, better one. Why? Because America does not win against Vegas. There you go.
Yeah. Well, Vegas ropes you in. Vegas has a way. Like, the very first time I ever went to Vegas when I was 21 years old, I won something like $400 or something on the blackjack tables. And I was like, oh, we're cooking.
That's a nice day.
this is my thing. Like, this is going to be my thing moving forward. And I have proceeded now, since that time, for the last 20 years, to lose every time I've gone to Vegas.
Yeah, well,
I feel like Vegas knows. What? They've got, like, the facial recognition software. They're like, we'll let you win the first time, and then after that, we're going to take all your money.
And America is backing Green Bay. They're backing Dallas. Tonight is pretty split as far as Ravens and Chiefs goes. I mean, it's almost 50-50, which is really what they want as far as handle goes. That's why I took the under 47 tonight. But, man, when it comes to the other two, I love Philly. I love Cleveland.
It looks like it has stopped raining in
Kansas
City.
Yeah, looking at the radar right now.
Finally get into the stands. I mean, this is the late – this game kicks off at 8:20, and people are just now starting to filter into these stands.
All it did was cool it off a little bit. And for the boys in the trenches, it's tailor-made for them.
Yeah, because it was 91 degrees
yep.
when it was dumping. I would imagine it doesn't feel like that there right now. So maybe that ends up being good news for both of these teams, ultimately. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian, we will continue to look ahead to tonight's NFL season opener. We've got football. It is back. That's right here on ESPN Radio.